Radio, the podcast edition. My name is John Whitney. I am your host. Oh boy, we have a lot of great music to get through today. Was not expecting to get a new episode in so early since the last episodes, but yes, early midweek special for you. 16 pieces on this episode, most of them new, and a lot of newly reissued stuff in store for you. Not going to get into a lot of details for everything, but this is an enhanced podcast episode. They are all enhanced podcast episodes, which means that there are hyperlinks and images embedded in all the chapters. So hopefully you have a podcast reader that can decode them and decipher them and follow the hyperlinks. That is brand new music from Joseph Allred. The forthcoming album is titled Old Time Fantasias. It is coming out through the Scissor Tail Records label on June 13th. We heard The Groundhog. Joseph says that this album originally was starting off to be a mostly solo acoustic album with a couple of duets thrown in for good measure. But Joseph met Hans Chu at a Nashville show a few months earlier, sent him a few tracks to see if he wanted to add anything, and before long, the solo acoustic album had given way to probably the most involved and densely orchestrated album Joseph has possibly made to date. So that is coming out. A limited edition of records, limited to 300 copies, is going to be pressed for that one, so that is available online. Right now, here's brand new music from Shonen Knife, their 19th album, I believe. After 35 years together, they are still going strong. They are touring the U.S. and I think Europe as well. New album is titled Sweet Candy Power on the Damnably label. Here is Dizzy.
Goes by. full of shame. I see that you're trying work through your pain. No, don't let the doubt speak out your mouth. Listen inside. Know that your future's bright.
Music from Salt dropping almost unexpectedly. 10 is the name of the album. Yes, it's their second album named 10, but nothing makes perfect sense in the Salt world. And we heard the track titled KTYWS, and from that new album, 10. All of the tracks are abbreviations. And that one, I believe, is the abbreviation for Know That You Will Survive, which is lyrics that were sung in that song. Right now, here is brand new music from David Thrussell and De Teufelmaschine. Teufelmaschine, sir. This is from the Eros Maximus original soundtrack 7-inch on the Ant Zen label. This is Eros Maximus.
Thank you.
That is brand new music from guitarist, drummer, multi-instrumentalist, hired hand, music teacher, and all-around great guy, Chris Brokaw, from the forthcoming album Ghost Ship on the 12XU label. It is due out on April 28th. We heard 8 or 9 things. Right now here is music from Creeping Pink, originally released 10 years ago on the Castle Force label. Creeping Pink is the solo project of Landon Caldwell, and this is out now on the Mascarophone Discos label out of France. The album is titled Mirror Woods, and here is By This River Again.
Thank you. Thank you.
going back to 2001. That is Mono Lake from the album Gravity. We heard Ice, and that has been reissued on the Field Records label. There is an excellent write-up on the brainwashed.com website. The third album from the long-running Robert Henke project, newly remastered and issued on vinyl for the very first time. Right now, here is music from this year, although it sounds like it's from about 30 years ago. You know, the website describes lost KLF albums, but no, this sounds to me more like facts, tribute stuff, which is more than welcomed. The group is out of the UK, the NRG. This is a chill out room version of their album Warehouse Justice on the Surface Reality label. This is Re-Energizer, the chill out version. Thank you. Sharpie Smile is a duo. Their third album is their debut for Drag City on June 27th. The Staircase is the name of the album. And it's a duo who met back in 2015, Dylan Hadley and Cole Berliner. And I believe they have produced two albums of, I'm looking at the press release, Thorny Earwormy Art Rock, and doing session work for Kate LeBon, A Savage, and Tim Presley's White Fence. And The Staircase, as I said, is coming out on Drag City on June 27th. They're touring the U.S. There are dates on Drag City. And from The Staircase, we heard The Slide from Sharpie Smile. Right now, here is music from Moyne on the third EP from the trio of Rhymes, Joe Andrews, and Tom Halstead, and Vanishing Twins percussionist Valentina Magaletti. Moyne's Belly Up is out on AD 93 on May 9th, and here is XUY. Thank you. That is an excerpt from music of a duo between Jules Reedy and Sam Dunscombe. Edge Games comes out through the Future Resistenza label this coming Friday. Or actually, I'm sorry, next week, April 29th, we heard Grace Lords. Right now, here is music from Sandwell District. This is the first new album since 2011. Functions David Sumner and Regis's Carl O'Connor and several new collaborators, including Rose, Simon Shreve, Rivet, and Sarah Reith, form Sandwell District. The album End Beginnings is on the Point of Departure label, and here is Least Traveled. Griffin Blue is a Brooklyn-based composer who has previously released albums on Astral Editions and Not Not Fun. We heard Squatter's Quarters from I Keep My Diamond Necklace in a Pond of Sparkling Water, and that's self-released. Right now, here is music from Merzbau, originally released back in 1996 on the I label, which was a sublabel of the Che Records label. The Prosperity of Vice, The Misfortune of Virtue has been remastered and is due out on the Room 40 label on May 9th, and it has a bonus track added to it. Here is Untitled Number 2, I believe, from Merzbau. Thank you. Glare is a group formed in the Rio Grande area of Texas. Sunset Funeral is the latest album. Looks like they have a few other albums. And we heard Guts, which is out now on the Death Wish label. And that pretty much brings us to the end of this episode of Brainwash Radio, the podcast edition. I want to take a moment to thank Gabriel for sending the photo of the cat on the shelf, I believe. Gabriel, thanks for the photo, but send some bigger photos next time. That was kind of small for the photo for this week. So send those photos to podcast@brainwashed.com. We could always use more photos. More photos means more podcast episodes for you, our listeners. And you can always go to brainwashed.com to subscribe, rate, and review our episodes on the worldwide webs. There are tons of new reviews up there. Yes, we got the website working this weekend magically. So thanks to all the contributors who have been writing away diligently. And thanks to all the listeners who keep sending emails and sending photos and all that other fun stuff. We are going to end with music from Anthony Pateras from an album coming out on the Hallow Ground label on May 2nd. And this is Ries der Schatten. And it translates to Journey of Shadows. It's the soundtrack to an eponymous debut feature-length animation film by Swiss artist Yves Netzhammer. Music composed by Anthony Pateras and released as a standalone album through Hallow Ground. 29 pieces based on, quote, weird folkish melodies ornamented with electroacoustics to give it a more fantastical fairy tale feeling, as the composer puts it. And we are going to listen to one of the tracks given away, Sans Visage number 1. Thank you for tuning in. Oh, and this album comes out on May 2nd through the Hallow Ground label. Thank you for tuning in, and please tune in again next time. Thank you.